Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fuljoen, from Gateway News, with a preview of the God Stories we are publishing this week. The time for talking about constructive change in South Africa is over, and it's time to unite for implementing change. That is the conviction of the organizers of a Christian Leadership Summit called Uniting for Change that will take place in Senekal in the Free State from Wednesday the 12th to the 13th. Of April. Christian people with influence in any sphere or who have a heart to make a difference are invited to attend the summit, which will be focused around 2 days of strategic planning aimed at coming up with attainable action plans to be implemented immediately in 10 main sectors of society that have been identified. It's very easy to point out the many challenges we have in our nation today, and tensions are running high at present. However, we believe that we can come up with the solutions if we join hands peacefully and work together, say the organizers in an invitation to South African believers, irrespective of their denominational or political affiliations. Pastor John Matuhle, a member of the summit organizing committee and community leader in Senekal, told Gateway News that one of the reasons why the town was chosen as the venue for the meeting is because of what God has done there since he intervened and stopped a potential race war in the town in 2020 and instead birthed a unifying work in which black and white people have taken hands to rejuvenate the region. The 10 sectors for which solutions will be identified are 1. Business, that is all business including taxi owners, farmers, tourism, etc. 2. Medical. 3. Influencers, including sport, arts, media, entertainment, motivational speakers, etc. 4. Governance, all people who feel led to be involved in governance. 5. Institutional church, clergy and ministries. 6. Welfare organizations, charities, NGOs, etc. 7. Environmental affairs. 8. Education. 9. Law. And 10. Safety and security. You can find out more about the summit and register now on the website www.unitingforchange.org. God surprised everybody with a display of his love, faithfulness, and goodness at the Mighty Men Conference, Jeffreys Bay, in the Eastern Cape on Sunday, as people prayed together for rain to bring relief to the region, which is in its 8th year of a severe drought, farmer evangelist Angus Buchan told Gateway News. I insisted that everybody pray individually themselves for rain for the Eastern Cape and particularly for the catchment areas that feed the city of Port Elizabeth, he said, describing what happened after he called everybody forward at the end of a family service attended by a large multicultural crowd of men, women, and children. People kept pointing up in the sky and asking me to look up. I looked up, and there was a perfect ring around the sun, something I've never seen in my life before. And then just to the west was a cross made out of clouds in the sky. The cross didn't stay for longer than maybe 1 or 2 minutes, but the ring stayed there for a long time, he said. There is a tremendous excitement and expectancy for the forthcoming rain for our beloved Eastern Cape. And again, I said to the people, you will tell your grandchildren one day that you prayed for the rain in the time of drought in the Eastern Cape, when the rest of South Africa is literally getting flooded. We also repented as a people and we asked the Lord, using obviously the famous scripture 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, and bracket the Christians, will humble themselves, and we did just that. And so I am waiting to hear the good reports coming from the Port Elizabeth area, said Buchan. Eugene Genis, a member of the Jeffreys Bay MMC committee and a speaker at the opening session on Friday night, said that in addition to the phenomena in the sky yesterday, they had an unusual experience with lightning on Friday. While we were busy worshipping, ministering, bringing the word to the guys, lightning flashed around us the whole evening. There was no sound of thunder, but we saw the lightning flashes the whole evening while we were busy worshipping. It was beautiful, like fireworks, he said. emphasizing that such lightning was unusual for the area. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.